kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with Brooks West, the singer-songwriter, about how it's going down in Nashville and kind of what it takes to make a go at it down there for an independent singer-songwriter. Also, Steve Mortensen, president of the Independent Water Providers, talks about how the Bakken's water industry has been impacted significantly due to government industrial water sales. Then we travel down to Fort Collins, Colorado, and talk with Brad Lincoln, co-founder of Funkworks. Explains how they've gotten their brewery now to a place where they can experiment a little bit. Raspberry, pineapple, apricot beers. And then we talk with Josh Swanson, attorney for Vogel Law Firm, about an unbelievable story involving the North Dakota Land Department and mineral owners. You're going to want to stick around for that one. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with musician Brooks West.
Brooks West, musician, Nashville, Tennessee, also a North Dakota native. Obviously, okay, so you've got to get house shows, you've got to get ticket sales, you've got to get merchandise sales then in order to make some money too. Do you sell your album online? Do you sell t-shirts? Do you sell keychains? I guess, talk to me a little bit about those record sales or CD sales or MP3 sales or download sales. I don't even know what the right term is anymore. And then the merchandise.
Digital downloads. iTunes is always really good. iTunes is good when people download the record. That's great. Of the $9.99 that you pay, I think I see $6.37. So that's really great. You know, iTunes takes their, you know, $3.63, and I get the rest. And it's great because I don't provide a physical product at that point, and they do provide a great service, and you do get a fair chunk of the money. You can order physical copies at cdbaby.com/Brooks West. And they manage all that kind of thing. And they also help put your music out to other streaming services and other download services. So downloads are good. Streams don't really make that much money. But still, excuse me, I've got a little cold here. Selling physical CDs at shows is where I make most of my money. You know, when people come to a show and they see the show and they enjoy the music, then they can buy the CD right there. People still do like to buy CDs. But still, people still listen a lot on their phone. I've had people at shows that will go right to iTunes on their phone and will download the record at the show, and then they can listen to it on their phone through their Bluetooth on their car stereo on the way home. So people do buy CDs, but there's still a lot of downloads that happen.
How about T-shirts or keychains or anything like that?
T-shirts are great. I did T-shirts last year when the record came out. The only downside to T-shirts and keychains and koozies and 12-inch record albums and flash waters and all that kind of stuff is that when you're driving around, it takes up a lot of space. You know, so you do have to have some inventory. So I usually do order a couple of T-shirts before I go out, maybe have 50 or 60 T-shirts with me. I might do some zip-ups this year, some hoodies, because I do like a zip-up hoodie. But, you know, you still kind of have to guess a little bit. You don't want to order, like, you know, you don't want to order $1,000 worth of T-shirts and then have all the wrong sizes. And you don't want to carry around, you know, 8 totes of T-shirts with you all summer long in your minivan. But, you know, if you're careful, you can kind of guess and order and get some shirts going there and, you know, make a little money off of those. But T-shirts are just nice because they're an advertising tool. You know, you get people out there wearing your T-shirt and they walk around and like, oh, who's Brooks West? You know, they're like, what's that? And then, you know, people spread the word through mouth about your band, and, you know, people see that and they become familiar with it, especially a place like Fargo, or when I go back to Harrisburg, and those are places that I go back to a lot. Then people, you get a couple more people out at every show just because of the advertising quality of a T-shirt. So those are nice. Just kind of a drag to carry them around.
So what's on tap for this summer now? You've got some tours you're going to be happening. I imagine you're going to head to Fargo. You're going to head to Harrisburg. You got any other places you're going to be heading to?
I'm going to swing through Chicago and Minneapolis and Duluth. I try to go up to Duluth every summer. I try to go to Minneapolis every summer. Over the years, I feel like I've just got so many friends in those places. It's wonderful to go up and see all those people and to kind of retouch some of those old connections. And I just love it. You know, especially they're both so beautiful in the summertime with the lakes and all of that kind of stuff. I just love it. I'm playing at Beaner's Central, which is a great little coffee shop and bar, music. It's a music-centered place. I'll be there in late June. Same with a brand new place in Minneapolis called the Warming House. And that's an artist-owned listening room in Minneapolis. I think it seats about 50 people, and that's always it's always fun to visit Minneapolis. But my friend Brianna Lane and her partner Greg Neese have started that place, so I'm excited to play there for the first time. It'll be great to see them. So Minneapolis, Duluth. I'm looking for a place in Chicago right now, so I haven't booked anything in Chicago, but I know I'm going to be stopping there. So we'll see what comes as far as dates. But and then getting back to Harrisburg. I think I've got 3 shows there, 2 in Harrisburg and 1 in Gettysburg. So that'll be nice to get back there, too. I lived there for 7 years, so it's always nice to see old friends and co-workers and people that used to come out to shows and, touch base there, too.
To listen to the full-length interview with musician, singer-songwriter Brooks West, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
And it's not that I was ever so bad, and it's not that she was ever so good. It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
Music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.